Yeah, it's tough. You know, he's a big presence on that field. Not only playing against him, but playing with him. And, you know, when he's out there, his a lot of stuff that, you know, isn't in the stat sheet that he does so well. I mean, from a communication standpoint, you know, just his overall football knowledge, his football IQ is very high, and it's nice when you got a guy like that on the field with you. So he's gonna be missed. You know, he was one of the reasons why I came here was to play with him, and you know, him and Peanut are gone. So you know, it's part of the league. I mean, it's part of this game, and it happens. And it just, you know, kind of, you know, sucks that it happened, but you know, you got to move on. In my book, I'd say so. I mean, the guy's done some incredible things. I think he's, what is he, 7-time Pro Bowler. You know, I mean, if you look back at what the linebacker position has meant, and there's probably no bigger team or organization that the linebacker position is more highlighted than the Bears, and I would have to say he's one of the top. I mean, with him and the years him and Urlacher came up, I can go back and watch, you know, and remember those guys taking over games and changing games and winning games. You take even that 2006 season when they went to the Super Bowl, largely because of the play of those two guys. And so, in my opinion, yeah, Lance is, especially because he's still one of those traditionalists. He's still a traditional 4-3 outside linebacker. And he was able to make plays and at a high level and still be recognized when this league was shifting to these 3-4 type outside pass rushing linebackers. I mean, he was still making plays and still had the respect of his peers, still going to Pro Bowl, still getting all pros. And, you know, so I would say yes, but you put the film on it, in my opinion, he would be. I'm motivated because I want to be the best. You know, obviously everybody wants, we all want to go to the playoffs, we all want to win Super Bowls, we all want that, but, you know, if you're not self-motivated in this game, you know, you'll get exposed. You know, those guys every year get exposed. So for me, it's just about going out there and beating the guy across from me. I'm trying to win every game we're playing. I mean, we can still have a 9-7, you know, year if we went out, and we can still have a winning season. You know, you gotta look at positives. You gotta look at what it is, but more importantly, you gotta want to, you know, go out there for whether selfish motivations or not. I mean, I refuse to be the guy that's gonna let my team down. So I'm gonna give it all I got to the last snap of the last game. I look back at the end. There's no point in reflecting on. I mean, you can always take the good. You know, build off the goods, fix the negatives, that kind of thing. You know, you watch film, but you know, in this league, you have to have a short memory. We only play 16 games, so if we get caught up on, you know, each one means something. So you just gotta put the good to rest. You gotta put the bad to rest. You gotta move on, and prepare for the next week. And then at the end of the season, you can look back and, you know, I do a lot of self scout, and you look back and, was it successful or was it a failure? You know, I mean, I guess, you know, that depends on what your idea of success and failure is. You know, at some places, if you don't win a Super Bowl, it's considered failure, right? So, you know, we're all just trying to, you know, for me personally, I try to do whatever I can do each week to prepare and be the best I can be that week. And then at the end of the year, you know, that's the only way you hang your head high, because, you know, if you're reflecting back and moping on the losses and what you could have, should have, would have done, or the, you know, the if you get hurt or this kind of stuff, you know, then, you know, you're doing an injustice to your teammates, doing an injustice to yourself. So each week, clean slate, go out, play as hard as you can. At the end of the day, you walk away with your head held high.